Not an easy day.
No, we not an easy 2 days really. I thought we, you know, had we been at our best yesterday, I thought we had the best of the conditions. And in that first session, you know, we bowled all right. I thought we didn't bowl very well and used those conditions well enough. I think it's, you've seen if you do bowl well, day one, the pitch had been under covers for a couple of days. We really had an opportunity to get on top of the game and get a bit of a, or get ahead of the game. And, you know, we just, unfortunately, our bowling, there were shades of last year. And second session was poor and it sort of didn't get any better. So it was a disappointing day for me. And there were patches of good stuff. But, you know, first-class cricket is not about patches of good stuff. It's, you've got to do it over and over again, and it has been a tough 2 days, but at the end of the day, we've got to salvage as much as we can out of it.
They scored 323 off 43 overs today. Now I know Bairstow was going well and was in, yes, and Plunkett played well, but that's a lot of runs anyway, isn't it?
No, it's plenty, and you know, we've always got a continuous problem with our over rate, so you know, we had that to worry about. Liam Dawson got injured. Wood was injured. We've got three injuries already, so it makes life pretty tough when you can't actually play not only the guys in your squad but the 11 that we've got on the field. So you know, last game we had Reese in the 11 not even playing, so we haven't even had 11 on the park. It's just, you know, it doesn't help when you're up against it before the game even starts. But they, you know, Johnny's in fantastic form, and I think he, you know, he's not going to let that go when we were pretty much off the ball. There was actually one stage where we were going at 1.7 and over when we were batting, and I said that I think they were going at 1.7 a ball at one stage. So, you know, I don't know. There's not much you can do about it apart from good things. I think, you know, Vinny's batted really well, and one thing that does always stand out, and through my years playing, is the international class players really do stand out in county cricket. And you know, from our point of view, hopefully he keeps leading like he is, and a few guys can stay with him, and we get a respectable total.
Let's go through the injuries then, one by one. Now, Chris Wood limped off with what looked like what? Is that the recurring knee injury that he's had problem with the last couple of years?
No, it's his front knee, so a different knee, and it seemed to have been just a bit of a jar. But I think, you know, with his history, he gets a bit nervous when things hurt, and he's actually pulled up quite well. We'll have to have a look tomorrow. Liam Dawson's just got an abdominal strain right in the middle of his stomach, which Tian is pretty convinced is not serious and won't get any worse, but is extremely painful. So, you know, he feels it, especially when he's bowling, when he's pulling through. And from his point of view, he feels that it is getting worse when he bowls, so he doesn't want to make it worse. When he's batting, obviously he felt a rot. And, you know, the rest of the injuries, I think, you know, the guys that aren't playing. Yeah.
So 18 full-time professionals at the start of the season. You've got lots of injuries, the ones you mentioned, plus the historic injuries. Are you already thinking about loan players? Is that an option?
Yeah, I think we have to. You know, I think that performance out there in the field is not good enough. We have also learned that we don't have time in this competition. We can't expect a miracle like we did last year in the last four games. I think we want to be in a much better position going into the halfway stage, and I think that's the signings that we made were exactly for that reason. I can't really accept what we dished up yesterday and today with the ball. I think we need to get our heads down, and we are already, you know, discussing maybe some options that we can take. Yeah.
I mean, I know you probably won't mention names, or you may do, but are they likely to come in pretty quickly? Are there anybody available at this early stage of the season?
Obviously nothing is confirmed, so I can't really say. And we've also got, you know, Brad Wheels looked pretty good in the winter, and he's our only one left that we can call on from a bowling point of view. But, you know, he does lack a bit of experience. So, we are looking, and the cupboard isn't exactly full, so we have to look quite cleverly and carefully. And I don't think it is for long term. It's just really to cover us until, because everybody should start getting ready at about the same time, in about 4 weeks' time. So we might be very strong then. Yeah.